Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. Give him praise. Ooh, I love that song. Nothing like the music ministry, honey, to get you going and just have you praising God. Remember, we are spirit beings having a human experience. And when we tap into just praising God and worship, it just shifts the atmosphere, makes your soul rejoice, and just know that God is King. Good morning, everybody. It is the last Saturday, OMG, in the month of April, April 29th, 2023. Happy birthday to all those celebrating birthdays. Our Uncle Vinny in our community is having a birthday today. So Dr. Roz, Clubhouse Auntie Smile, is with him and family celebrating the day. I do have two events that I am about to be en route to, but I can hang out for a little bit before we wrap up today. So we might endeavor to be here between 30 and 60 minutes, which will be a miracle because we've been doing this Holy Ghost after party thing like it's just normal place. I mean, there was a time when this was a 30-minute, actually 15-minute call, and then look at God, it just kept extending, extending, extending because all you love Jesus. So my name is Dr. Stacey S. Grant. For those who may not have connected with me before, welcome to our family, our community. Destiny Designers University is the only multimedia training and development platform for faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals. So we invite you in to just worship and celebrate. This call has been going on 14, going on 15 years now. I have to go do the math. And we've expanded to Clubhouse using an app, bringing God's people together. What a joy to just see the hand of God move. So I'm grateful to everyone who has been here with us for years, who just started tapping in because of Clubhouse or have been on the conference line, in and out as their schedule allows. It's just a safe place to say that you love Jesus. You believe God's word, believe it's true, and it'll never return unto him void. So with all the things that God blesses me to do each and every day, and what he has elevated me to lead and do within my organization as international president and CEO of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as chief brilliance officer for CNG Enterprises Unlimited, or founder of Destiny Designers University. You know, clearly I'm Jamaican. He knew I had a lot of jobs. But I just thank him because I'm able to use every single thing that he gave me to be a blessing to each and every one of you. And don't let nobody tell you you can't do something that God has ordained you to do. He knows the plans that he has for you, and he has fashioned you the way he has with multiple talents and abilities to be able to provide answers and solutions and blessings in this very troubled and dark world. So with that being said, we also want to recognize that we have family members who are in bereavement. One of my closest sorors is preparing to experience a double funeral. Our cousin and his wife or a girlfriend were found dead in their apartment. So, you know, that's just trauma. Hearing those sorts of news and information, you just never know. And we're just living in just unsettling times. So that's why it's so important for us to stay under the blood banner of faith and just God's grace and mercy. None of us are exempt, but we know that he carries us through even in the moments when we can't feel literally, like you just feel empty or shocked or what in the world is going on. He's carrying you in those moments and he's strengthening you through the difficulty. Even though it doesn't seem like something could work together for good in a terrible situation, there's always a point and always a way where you can see his hand move and something come out of what seemingly is nothing. So our prayer covering goes out to everyone in the community who might be in a similar situation in a time of bereavement, those who are ill, who are preparing for surgeries. Good news for those who are having babies and new life coming in the world.
Those who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, we just thank God for each and every one of you. So as the praise and worship song said, he did it again. We just know that God is the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What he did before, he can do it again. Same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Remember that. The power of death and life is in the tongue. So careful what you confess today. We're just going to have a day of just thanking God for everything that he continues to do and reveal to us. He ain't say weapons wouldn't form. What he said was no weapon formed would prosper. So you can go ahead and shout now. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. Okay, I'm going to pass it over to the Jason Hodge, who's going to help moderate the room as always, and our dear wealthpreneur Carmen, because I got to get in the car. All right, love y'all, and I'll be back shortly.
Hey, sis. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Really glad to be here this morning. Looking forward to just the prayer and praise that always happens in here. I'm going to turn it over to Carmen real quick and ask her to welcome everybody and introduce herself. How you doing, Carmen?
Good morning, my brother. I am doing well. This beautiful morning here in Houston, Texas. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, a God's Economic Ambassador, and I am just so blessed to be with you all today. I missed you last week. I know you popped in right as we were. But we were welcoming you and getting some well-needed up on the rest. So, hello, family. Always a blessing to be in this space. This is my favorite, second favorite morning. I love some Sunday morning, but it is one of my favorite pastimes to just spend time with like-minded people who love God and are about their business. So thank you, my brother. Appreciate you allowing me to welcome the crowd, and we'll be talking a little bit later.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. You know, so I don't know if we got the call-in line on or not. Just let me know if we've got the call-in line on. If we do, I will ask them to introduce themselves.
Yeah.
She just said she was heading over to the car, so
okay.
She may not be in a position to answer that. You know, I tell you what, this has been an amazing week. It's been a busy week. For me, it seems like the week just kind of flew by. It just seems like we were just last week where I'm coming in at the close of the room. Here it is. Next week, and we're here already again.
Here already. I feel the same. I can't believe that it's May already, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I would say time does feel like it's moving faster than ever. So enjoy every minute, every welcome minute. Be about your business, be about your money, and be about our God. I'll tell you. It's going too fast, Jason.
Yeah, it is. We're almost halfway through the year.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
But we're blessed, you know. Not everybody can say that, you know. Mm-hmm. Not everyone woke up like we did this morning. So what a blessing. I'm so grateful that God allowed us another opportunity.
Amen to that. Look, I just got in the car.
Okay.
But he sure did allow us another opportunity. We met a new friend, Gary, getting us to Destination One.
Nice.
Well, I'm actually in the state of New York. How about that? The state I live in. What about that, Jesus? I'm here, but they have me booked up today with multiple events. So
Wow. They
arranged for this lovely ride to event number one. And, you know, I have my boo escorting me today. Look at God. So,
hey, bro.
I have my head sister, so he's not hearing you right now.
All
but,
right.
You know, we have to combine all of my appearances with, you know, making it fun date days. So this
nice.
Is our little date day.
That's awesome.
So we're excited to hang out together today. And the
There's just so much going on. I don't even know where to begin. But I do want to check the conference line and make sure that, you know, they are audible for those who are able to speak. Because if you're not, we just going to pray because we're not in the studio with a mic. Hopefully you are there. Press star one to unmute yourself and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for this morning. And because I can't see what's happening, we're just going to ask you to tap your mic if you do are able to come in. But we will continue to fellowship here. And like I said, we will endeavor to go back to the days of 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how the spirit moves today, because I know that you've had some birthdays in your house, the Jason Hodge.
Three birthdays, my goodness.
Yeah, my nephews are getting good and grown.
Yeah, they are. So we had one who broke the teenage years, so we hung out yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, your Maya's 13 now.
Oh,
and then we had, I know. And then one turned 11, Manny, so he's knocked out
baby,
right next to me here.
My little Manny.
Yeah. And then Judah turned 16. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's something else. It was a lot of milestones and... you know, a lot of fun also. So I've got my hangout day with Judah coming up. And you know what? I have to say this. I was really grateful yesterday. I stepped away from work and all of that. And Yamaya and I just took off and we just hung out all day. And that was the funnest time. And I thought, you know what? And we had, you know, some good heart-to-heart moments in there. You know, as we were tasting different food and stuff, because, you know, we're foodies. So that was a lot of fun. But I realized, and not that I just realized yesterday, I've known this for a moment, but just seeing how it impacted him when I took Manny out for his day, the impact that had on him, that I had nothing else scheduled but them. It was a different feeling. Manny, I'm like, he couldn't wipe the smile off his face. It was amazing. And so Yamaya, same thing. We just had an awesome time and took some pictures and stuff as well. And I was just thinking, you know, I think that we all need to take the time every now and then to just kind of bring everything to a complete stop in order to connect with the reason why we do all of what we do. And so that connection for me was yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. And, you know, no matter how old they get, that time really is important because my grown folks, you know, look at me with an attitude. Where you going now, Ma?
Right.
You know, they're hugging me. I need a hug. I'm like, Lord have mercy. But when they're hanging out with the girlfriends, I was like, you ain't talking about your mama. But it does make a difference. It does make a difference. And that's so sweet because those are the memories that you cherish. You know, and I think about all the times where I had my grandmother all to myself and I didn't have to share with my cousins and stuff. I mean, there's nothing like it. So being able to carve out that time to celebrate the milestones and all those wonderful opportunities, it truly makes a difference. So grateful for that. And I just realized as I heard that ding, I'm like, uh-oh, I forgot to turn down the volume in the studio on the computer. So we might get a couple of dings while we're here today. Yeah. But happy birthday again to my nephews and to everybody celebrating. I see Clubhouse Auntie Roz has come in the building. She's celebrating with Uncle Vinny, as I said earlier, so happy birthday to him. And we also have some good news of folks that are running for elections in various places. And I was notified by our Faithpreneur and my Sora, who is here, Lenita Jones, that one of our members in South Carolina is running for the chair of the Democratic Party. Her name is Crystal Spain. And we're excited for her. It's always exciting when I see us running for office and representing the interests of the communities that we serve, especially in these very interesting times that we're living in, that people want to turn back the hands of the clock on what we have fought so long and hard for equity and access in this country. It's insulting. So I'm always excited to see those who raise their hand. And then the fact that she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated makes me very happy. I will be participating in a press conference this Wednesday in New York City. There's an activation, and in D.C. there's an activation. I'll be with Reverend Al Sharpton on Wednesday and a few other leaders talking about the freedom to learn, what we see happening in Florida and other states with trying to remove the history of African Americans in this country from the educational books and components and teach. It's just, what are we doing? And how are we changing the narrative? But God warned us about these days, and you know what we would think could never happen, and that lies wouldn't have such great space to multiply. It's right in front of us. So if we don't speak up and speak out, then you know, shame on us. So definitely, we'll keep everyone posted. There's some promotional pieces that are going out because we need to get the word out in great mass of what's happening, because it starts in one state, and then as we see, it's continuing to spread and spread. And, you know, God gives us a boldness when it's a righteous cause, and when we know that many died and sacrificed for some of the simple freedoms that we as a people can enjoy today. And this country is struggle to reconcile the truth of the history and the truth of the experience of the indigenous people of this land, of African Americans, of Jewish Americans, of Asian Americans. I mean, this we like to tout as a melting pot and so many people coming to the country. But when it's time for us to reconcile the truth about where we are and where we've come from, the country struggles, and we have to be that wake up call. I mean, even coming from Tulsa last week when I was there on Black Wall Street and just walking the ground and knowing that we were a self-sufficient community. Yeah. And Black Wall Street is one of many. We have Greenwood and Florida. Yeah. And it's like, how do you justify? Yeah. And as you walk and you look at what they tried to say in the news, how they tried to spin the story. And I think two of the things that hit me in the gut, I said, Jesus, help me. They were cracking up. I said, y'all got to pray for me because my Malcolm X is rising. Y'all pray, pray, pray. So some of our members who grew up in Tulsa, grew up in Tulsa, going to school in Tulsa, did not know about the truth of that story until they were in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. But see, that's what happens when you don't control the narrative, when you don't advocate for the information to be shared. It happened. We can't erase that. It happened. And kudos to the mayor. I don't know if he's still in office, but the white mayor that was like, oh, no, we're not going to deny the truth anymore. Like, we're going to make sure that we know what happened here and the blood that was spilled on these streets. And hearing them talk about it, the pain is real. Like just even walking through in the museum that they've built to chronicle and document the lives and the names of a self-sufficient community. I said, Lord, I thank you for this day of recompense, this day of reparations, this day of changing what has happened. Yes, it's been a long time, but he's placed us in position now to lift our voices to get back what was stolen.
Yeah.
Right? So no matter how long it takes, and it might seem long in our eyes, and you know, I talk all the time about time being a construct, but the level of insult on one, trying to remove it from the history books, two, trying to change it in real time when there were documented stories in newspapers, then in present day, there was just another situation where the reporter left his recorder on while the sheriff and three other, I don't know if they're police officers or elected officials, got caught on tape saying, well, you know, if it was back in the day, you know, my father would have hung him up on a tree.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
I said, wait, it's 2023, Jesus. Somebody's getting caught on tape talking about the very triggering tragedy of what has happened to our people. And then on top of it, knowing that they intentionally killed a black surgeon who was in Greenwood because they didn't want anyone to be able to recover from the massacre. Like, these are the things that create a righteous indignation, right? And we're still a kind people. And they've always been afraid of what the retaliation would be. Right. All we're saying is don't ignore our past and let's learn from it so we can inform our future. So when we are able to pass down oral history, when we're able to document, even in our personal families, what's happening in our communities, it's so important. And I firmly believe that God is stirring up a new level of leadership all across this country so that we can level set the truth and we can advocate for fair and equal access across this country. So running for office is a part of getting that access, even though it seems like, because we have a lot of people that are disenfranchised and we have so many disenfranchised voters and intimidation tactics that are being used to stop us from using the process that we have to create change. So that whole long stump speech is for those who are wanting to run for office, run for office. If you want to be a part of your school board, be a part of your school board. If you're a part of the PTA, everything counts to lift up your voice and be in the number that is advocating for justice, because a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So we can't think it's just, oh, that's just in Florida. They just acting crazy in Florida. No, we have some lawmakers that are challenging things. So part of the process, and know that when God has called and ordained you to stand up for what is right and not letting them use religion as a weapon and conveniently taking passages out of scripture to use against. No, we don't even have to go there. We're just talking about simple human decency. We're talking about the truth of the past. We don't even have to get in to all of any debate, because I don't go back and forth with anybody on the Word of God. The Word of God is what it is. But I will debate for justice, and I will stand up for making sure that the history of my people are protected and it is told. So, you know, you see, I get a little fired up about this from time to time. Well, so y'all pray my strength.
You know, sis, when they were talking about how the eminent domain was used in order to put the freeway right through the community after they did the firebombing and all that, when the community started to come back together, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, with this being one of over 100 of the communities that made up the self-sustainability that our people have, that right there goes to show the concerted effort in so many different arenas in order to, and this goes to show me that, you know, we have a special thing that the enemy does not want to see flourish and prosper. And so we have to be that much more vigilant to make sure that we are plugged in and doing what it is that we need to do in order to continue to regroup and to reinvest in what it is that we've got going on and to build our people from the children up, you know, and to tap into the resources that we have to make sure that we do stay strong and continue to spread the information, the history, the accurate history of what took place so that, for one, it does not repeat itself. And that is so important. But I think that too often we don't dig into the history, and we have to go beyond what it is that an established space that has a design on making sure that we don't know what's going on. We have to do our independent studies. We have to do that.
It's so important, that critical thinking, analytical research. It's just, we rely on social media and TV to tell us our history. And I get so incensed when I hear our community talking as if they have factual documentation on urban rumors. You have to do the research, like pick up books, When and Where I Enter, We Came Before Columbus. Like, we don't have an opportunity on a broad scale to have certain discussions unless we create them. And that's why it's important for the historians and for the griots of our community to share information. I mean, even think about the good gospel. If we did not have it recorded in the Bible, if we didn't have the account of what happened as a reference to give us strength in this day, it would be a whole lot difficult. So it's the same principle of God shared and gave the authority to his servants to document what happened so that we can go back and look at the blueprint, the framework, the lessons. And as we grow in our relationship with God, that's when he reveals deeper what the letter of the word is. Because anybody can read the letter. The devil himself can repeat the 23rd time. But can you live the life? And can you understand who God has called you to be? And that's the difference in the language that we speak and our ability to really grow deeper with our walk. And as faithpreneurs, we're in the marketplace. So we are creating goods and services and programs and institutions that provide solutions to the marketplace. And in doing so, we're saying boldly to the world that we're standing on our faith and the integrity of God's word and how we operate and what we do, because there's nowhere where God's not. So it's not like there's some industry like, oh, faith noise can't exist in the sports arena or in the music arena or in the newspapers. God has his people everywhere. And you don't have to force God down anyone's throat. It's how you live, how you move, how you interact, that the light of Christ will shine through you and that the fruit of the Spirit will be evident in what you do. And it'll even convert those who may not have believed that God is real. I mean, just even look at the we do through Destiny Designers University, whether it be the live training and development in the multimedia platform, the launching of the magazine, the annual conference, the network that we are putting out there. There are many different people who are attracted to the truth of love, right? Because God's love attracts. And there are even some people who identify as atheists, their faith practices that come into the community because the universal principle of love will draw and attract. And I don't have to be in the judgment seat. Oh, you, I can't talk to you because you don't, you know, worship in the Pentecostal full gospel. No, I'm no judge. God knows the heart. He knows each and every one of us. And when we live the life, it'll convert and convict the heart of man to want to really know who he is in their lives and to build that relationship and that opportunity. So that's what I love about this space. When people are like, oh, minister and reverend, I'm like, hold on now, hold on now. But it's taken me a couple of years to understand that my ministry is in the marketplace and in what he has called me to do outside of the four walls of the church, but also knowing that there's covering that you get from being in a house of worship and having someone to pray and steward your development and your spiritual growth. So I don't know who all of this was for, because my brother, that's not what I was about to talk about today, but I just went there. And
but you know what, Sis?
Yes.
You mentioned something, and you mentioned the word love, and it brought me to a conversation that I had last night with the boys, because two of them came to an impasse. And they actually were like getting into it. And so I had stopped everything because I was like, okay, wait, we had a really good day. And so we're not going to finish it in this way. So I told them, you guys go and work it out. Go work it out and work it out in love. So, of course, initially that, you know, they weren't really trying to do that. So the first try, the first attempt, they weren't talking. So then I called them back out and said, hey, what did I tell you all to do? So then I said, the purpose here is that you guys are supposed to start with love. I said, because if love was present in the midst of this, these things could not have occurred in the first place. But instead, you guys got into your own stuff and weren't ready or willing to hear each other. You weren't willing to compromise. You weren't willing to give space where space should have been given. I said, so go back and work it out. Right. So they went back and it took a moment. And at certain times I heard some louder volumes than usual. But then because that was the commission, like, okay, we can't leave this room until we work this thing out. About an hour or so later, I had dozed off, and I came. When they came back out, they were happy, talking, doing their thing like normal. And I said, "Oh, you guys worked it out." They're like, "Yeah, yeah, we worked it out." And I was like, "Okay, that's great." But it just kind of gave me this thought that if we started from that same premise of love, because we're going to run into disagreements inside of our community. But if we start out saying, okay, look, the aim is to get to resolution. The aim is to get there with love so that we are hearing each other, embracing each other's experiences and wanting to understand each other so that we can move forward with the right information and the right trajectory, the right focus, the right mission, we would not only create the united front, but we would create it to where we actually are holding each other's arms on the way to that finish line. And so I just wanted to encourage each and every one of us that how can we approach what we do in love? How can we be firm in what we're doing so that we're not considering the outcome on the other person's part? It's like that has nothing to do with me, how you feel about the truth. What does have to do with me is that I do share the truth and that I move and walk and stand in the truth. So what does that look like in our businesses? What does it look like in our lives? What does it look like in our politics? What does it look like in our families? How do we hold that fort, you know, so that when all is said and done, we're always standing on the truth in love, moving forward to get to that finish line?
Absolutely. Just guide everything we do. If we are intentional about working it out in love, you're going to disagree. You might have differing opinions, view things in a different way, and it doesn't have to be a judgment on it.
Right.
It just has to be a level of respect.
Yeah.
and understanding. And that for me is more important, because I so many times run into witness or am victim of those who say that they are serving God, but they doing everything the opposite. I'm like, well, what kind of God you serving? Like, where they do that? So it's a little confusing. And we have to be congruent with the word that we are learning and what it is that God has called us to be. You know, you can't praise and complain at the same time. You got to choose one. Pick a side. Like, who you serving? Choose this day who you go serve. So either you're going to thank God or you're going to keep complaining and calling forth misery and, oh, this is so bad. Oh, this is... It's not saying that things won't happen, but if you give it life, it's going to grow. What you focus on expands. So you can be in the midst of a trial, in the midst of something really going horrifically bad, and still say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know you're going to work it out. So help my disbelief. Help me to stay the course. Help me to stand on your word that you did it before, you can do it again. Just like the praise song that we had today. And holding on to that truth is what strengthens your faith. And the more that you are able to verbalize that, and you can thank God in the midst of crisis and things being uncomfortable, that's what confuses the enemy. It's like, well, how in the world are they still praising when I am deliberately creating chaos? Who does that commercial with the guy that's always causing problems? Is it Allstate? I think it's Allstate.
Right.
So that's the devil every day, right? Every single day, he is intentionally trying to cause an accident in your life, trying to cause some disruption, trying to cause some distraction. I saw that at Juicy next week. He was like, it's Allstate, baby. It's Allstate. But that's a visual. Y'all know I'm visual and a little comical from time to time. But that's what I think of when I think of the enemy seeking and who he can devour and just roaming to and fro. So you know that's going to happen. You know. So it's not a surprise, like, hello. Hello, everybody. If you love God, you serve Jesus. There are people who don't. Like, so don't be surprised when things happen, because he's trying to throw you off course. But if you can still praise God in spite of what you see and trust what you know, that's where you get strengthened. That's where your faith muscle is expanded and can become rooted and grounded, that you can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed. But until you go through something, you don't really know that, right? Because you can talk about faith all day long. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm a faithpreneur. Until you get tested, until your world gets rocked, then you know what kind of faith you're standing on. As Reverend Mother would say, you know who's the who and who's not the who when you are in the middle of the fiery furnace. But that and
oh, since we lost you.
Go on. Oh, okay. I'm
okay,
passing
you're
through.
Back. You're back.
Okay, yeah. I'm passing through an area where the signal will probably do that again one or two more times. But when you are able to, thank you for letting me know, when you are able to stand and still praise and still thank God in spite of what you're experiencing, what you're going through, and you just come to the recollection. So if I cry and if I become depressed and if I throw in the towel, is that going to change the situation? And when you realize the answer to that is no. But if I praise and if I open up my mouth and if I thank God, could that shift the situation? And you realize the answer is yes. That's why we are part of the Noisy Christian Crew, because I'm not into, you know, I'm not judging anybody else, but I don't know how you can praise with a just two claps. Hallelujah. What? You got to open up your mouth. Watching everybody else say prayer, you better learn how to get your own praise on so you can scare the devil and shake him off. And as you grow, you get to that point. Because I didn't always start that way. I mean, for those of us who have a PhD in church, where you were being taken to church whether you wanted to or not as a child, and you're like, oh Lord, what time is service over? Like, they testifying kind of long. Like, when that test fund go be up, you understand it as you grow. Because you know why they have so much to give God thanks for. You know why when you holler out a hallelujah or praise God or this, your heart is open to the Spirit to be
like an Autobot.
He turned into the Transformer.
Okay, here we go. All right, I know I'm in another spot. I told you, I warned y'all that the Autobot was coming. I'm up in the hills in the woods. So I'm going to turn it back over to see if anybody is on the prayer call line, and then you can go ahead and handle Clubhouse because I'll be arriving shortly. Not only am I arriving to an event, how about I have to give greetings on a virtual event from the car? This is the life I live. Only God can give me the strength to do all of this.
Right.
It's all good, and it's raining. Mm. And this was a day I could have really stayed right in my bed with my husband. Mm-hmm. There are no children listening, right? But but I'm out on the street.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had to say this because of the conversation that y'all were having this morning. We're in Atlanta. We normally go to Stone Mountain for the sunrise, but they're having a Confederate parade at Stone Mountain. So Vincent elected, nah, I don't want to deal with that. I said, I do. Come on, let's go. But we didn't go. He said he didn't want to deal with it. So, you know, just thinking about the times and what you guys shared this morning, you know, life is still interesting, but thank goodness for love being the greatest of all. So we just had a wonderful time. We went to Arabia Mountain, which was much calmer, much more beautiful than the big Stone Mountain. So it was very interesting. And the actual spirit being there was totally different because, you know, Stone Mountain is Confederacy, you know, if people would understand the history of it. So it was interesting. So I thought it was just real interesting, the conversation and the way you guys were communicating. So I yield the mic. I love y'all. We having birthday party time with Uncle Vinny. He's getting some chocolate milk at the Flying Biscuit. I love y'all.
Awesome. Well, tell him we said we love him and happy birthday. And I'm glad that he opted for you all to have a peaceful time because you didn't need all that in your spirit. But thank you for confirming the reason why we have to stand up for what is right and just and not be afraid of the truth, because the truth is the truth anyhow. So, you know, you all pray my strength as Wednesday approaches. There's two activations with the National Council of Negro Women, our member organizations, as well as the eight legacy civil rights organizations that'll be participating in getting the word out, taking photos with books from Black authors that are being banned, and just, you know, a whole activation of helping us, as the young folks would say, stay woke. This is not a time to bury our heads in the ground and act like it's not affecting us or it's not in our state. It is coming across all 52. So we have to be armed and prepared to preserve the right for our history to be told, because it's not Black history, it's American history. It's what happened on this soil, and we have to deal with it and grapple with the truth of how this country was formed and the backbone of what we developed as a people. My heart aches every time I think about the indigenous of this land who are still fighting through so much as they were moved into reservations and places that they're still battling and dealing with the aftermath of. Just so much to toil with. So we just can't deny it. It is what it is, but what are we going to do moving forward to prevent any of these kinds of atrocities from happening again? So conference call line, if you are there, press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. And if you are unable to unmute, I could have very well set it up running so quickly. I apologize. But we thank you for being here and tuning in. And let's see who we have here in Clubhouse. Oh. There she is. I hear you, Karen.
Hey. Hi, good morning. It's Grand Rising, everyone. So beautiful to hear your voice, Dr. Stacy, and be back in the house with everyone. So I just been on the run for a couple of weeks, and just I'm happy to be here. So thank you so much, and I'm going to enjoy this beautiful time with you all.
Karen. Look, you got to tell them where you're tapping in from, since we told them your name.
I'm tapping in from Orlando, Florida, from sunny Orlando, Florida. And now that it's that time of year, so I don't have to get sunny sunshine, I'm sure everybody got some, or most of the time.
Yeah, well, we don't have any today, Karen. It's raining, of course. Yes.
Well,
thank you for sending some sunshine. Okay, we didn't have to get into all that, Karen.
Lots of places.
You didn't have to show off. Look, you didn't have to show off with the 80 degrees. It's not really cold up here. It's just raining. But always good to hear your voice, my darling. Always good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
And I know so many great things have been happening for you, Dr. Stacy. So we just thank you for sharing your light and love all around the country and in other countries as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Amen to that. And let me see who else is on the conference line now that I know that I didn't mess up in the studio. Y'all can get through. So hurry up. Star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. Ooh, I just passed a beautiful house. Ooh. I need that in my life. Jews like focus. You on the conference call. I'm sorry. That house was calling my name, Jesus. Yes. All right. Let me behave.
You need to screenshot it.
Yeah, but, you know, Gary was moving too fast. He tried to get me to my destination.
Right.
I need to go back and catch a picture of that joint. What?
Yeah.
I could see me with a big G on the front. Okay, I'll go behave. I'll go turn it over to you, Jason.
All right, so we're going to turn it over to Carmen, and then we'll move to everybody on the stage. Okay, go ahead, Carmen. You got it, sis.
Well, good morning again. I'll just be real, real brief. I've been enjoying the conversation with you and Dr. Stacy. And one of the things you said, Jason, that really stuck with me when you were talking about truth. You know, how we tell the truth, we speak the truth. And it just really reminded me of how good it feels to walk in truth, you know, to tell the truth. Because despite the circumstance, the situation, when you tell the truth, when you keep things the way they're supposed to be, it's such a blessing authentic feeling. You know how that feels, just knowing regardless of who you may be addressing or what you may be addressing, regardless of what the outcome might be, knowing that you are in truth, walking in truth, telling the truth, it just does something to your spirit, to your soul, which then your you know, the physical man reacts to. So I feel good, you know, especially being in the type of business that I am, that I can walk in truth with integrity, knowing that I'm doing what's right, despite maybe other opinions. And so I just, for some reason, when you talked about that this morning, it just, the thought stuck with me that in all cases, no matter what, you cannot control anything by not being, you know, upright, and just you have to walk in truth and stay firm to it. So I'm just excited this morning. So glad that our sister could spend some time with us this morning. Last week was a blessed Saturday. She spent the whole time with us. So I'm excited. Got a lot of things going on here in Houston, and I'll be sharing more as things evolve. But to God be the glory. I love y'all. Good morning again. I am going to yield my mic. I'm Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. Love y'all.
Love you too, sis. And let's see if we got Dr. Smile, Roz, if she's available.
Hey. I had really shared, but I just want to say I'm grateful. You're always grateful for a born day. If y'all check out Psalm 71:6, it talks about a born day. Read all of Psalm 71. But I'm a rebel. I'm a Black Panther, Nikki Giovanni, Angela Davis, and I was just gonna go show love. I was telling my husband we can still love, but he said, nah, I ain't gonna be dealing with that. But you know, it was just real interesting. We had a whole clan of folks who were going to meet us at the mountain. And the folks that live here called us and say, hey, y'all, we just want to let y'all know they're having a Confederacy party. We don't think we should be there. So, but there, you know, we've walked that mountain so many times, sun up, sun down, and all nationalities we've seen on the mountain. But, you know, wisdom, I guess, from my husband, I was ready to encounter and just do love. But, you know, I pray that no one, there is no confrontations or any type. So I'm praying for that today and on the watch out for the mountain. But we did go to Arabian Mountain, and we had an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And to God be our glory. Y'all keep me in prayer because I'm doing my real estate, and it's kicking my butt. But God is good. I love y'all, and thank you. Look at my Facebook. Tell Uncle Vinny happy birthday. I love y'all.
Awesome, sis. Love you, too. All right. Let's see who else we have in here. We've got Hollywood out. Dr. Biba. How you doing, Dr. Biba? What you got going on?
Good morning. Peace and blessings. You said my name both ways.
I know. Right, you know what? Jason, yeah, I was in between apps, and I was like, oh, man. That's it. Okay.
So good morning, everyone, and good morning, Madam President. So I just want to say it's been so much going on, so many good things, transitions happening in my life. I think it's I have a 10 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to be quick. When y'all were talking about I guess a little bit of positive pressure. About because here I do a lot of advocacy here in Newark around education, and when you talk about, you know, the history, you know, it's also U.S. history. It's Black history, but it's, you know, Indigenous history and all the other, you know, marginalized groups, but it's also part of U.S. history, right? And they only want to write it one way. And a lot of things still happen today. So although I live in a city of Newark, the state of New Jersey has an Amistad curriculum that, you know, it's called Amistad. But the problem, even with people who look like us, because our school board represents, we have, you know, Puerto Ricans, Latinos, and African Americans up there, but it's still an issue with implementing what, supposed to be, you know, teaching our history. you know, and letting people know in regards to that, because it's written into the law how it's supposed to be, you know, culturally relevant to, you know, the population. And people do need to know about it because people don't know. Well, people don't realize, I guess. In Jersey, we live very segregated. New Jersey is within the top five most segregated states in the union. Oh, wow. Recently, Jason, a few years ago, well, one, we have the Abbott decision, which was around wealth, the divide. 31 districts were part of that. Christie, former governor, kind of got rid of that. He's not doing that because there was money. The state was responsible for making it thorough and efficient, right? Based on some equity, not equality, but equity. And when things started getting better in these particular districts, then, you know, you want to dismantle, right? Because you do a certain level of interventions. It's the Latino Commission who a few years ago equated New Jersey's educational system to an apartheid system. Right. And New Jersey is known to have a good educational system, right? So still in 2023, we are dealing with that. So it's been, you know, people wanted me to run for school board. And a part of me, I'm like, I want to get up there. I'm like, you know, as Dr. Grant said, you know, the militant part, the Malcolm X, because I might say, what is going on with you? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You know, and sometimes I also believe I'm freer not being on the board because I can do certain things. Like one of the things I want to do is where I have my house at, but I have basically kind of lived in this community. George Washington Carver, the current board superintendent, did one school. We have a good magnet high school, which is Science Park. So a former state appointed superintendent closed what we call Newton Street School. He opened it back up and named it Sir Isaac Newton School, and they would definitely have a straight pathway to Science Park. What I would like to do, George Washington Carver was a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and we know him as being a scientist and a black scientist, but because of where it's located at, there's not as much investment there. But I want to put forth my effort for those students who attend that school to also have a pathway to Science Park High School. Why not, when we know, you know, Sir Isaac Newton was a white scientist, but this is a black scientist, and this school was already existed in our community. So, you know, these are things that happen that we have to be aware of where, yes, it's blatant, too, if we don't pay attention to it, but it seems a bit covert, right, when the perpetuation of white supremacy. In that sense, and how people look at it. And sometimes when it's good, we have this pathway to Science Park, but we already had an existing school in this district named after a scientist. But because of location, we don't want to invest or how we frown upon it. So that's one of the fights I'm going to take up. I'm going to still consider about going on a board because I just feel, you know, you're more beholden. With that. That's just my personal thing, but if it's something really that God wants me to do, I know that I will be there because it'll be a constant, you know, fight with just certain things and how people pay to play and people are worried about their paychecks because they work for certain entities who are the power players, where they're making those decisions of what the power players say and not necessarily what's best for the community, because our fight now is the lack of transparency and them not just when we say things, they're not recognizing what we say as a community, how to, you know, maintain. So that's the fight. It's sad that it's a constant fight and these things are still happening more than 100 years later, not just 50 years later, but more than 100 years later. These things are still happening and how we still have to fight about it. So I thank you all for the opportunity to share. I thank God for just being in my life and give me a change mind, for his protection and provision and just helping me find connecting with righteous people and having a mind to do righteous work because it is a constant fight. And sometimes it's a lonely walk with doing righteous work and you're persecuted for doing righteous work. But, you know, knowing that being convinced and convicted in your heart that it is the right thing to do. And God will lead you and make all of those crooked places straight to ensure that his plan and his purpose is implemented and carried out. And we know when those decisions are done, God, when those things are done, those actions are taken, that it will impact generations, not just this one existing, but those who come after. What type of legacy do we want to have while we are walking on this earth? So I yield my mic. I have a lovely day. I'm in the house because it's like I've been outside this morning. It is like storming outside. Nice. So I will talk to y'all later.
Yeah, thank you for that share. Thank you for that share. Wow. Yeah, you know what? And you may want to really consider, because the difference with your being on there, and I'm not saying this to sway you in any direction, but you know, it's one thing for folks who are concerned about keeping their job, but when that's not your concern, you are able to operate very transparently and say what needs to be said. You know, I know I served on the equity board in one of the districts north of where I'm at. And because I did not have the concern with what's it going to do with my job, I was able to focus on the matters at hand and address things that came up that needed to be addressed without hesitation. So, you know, it's just food for thought there that you may find that your position is a lot different because you're not concerned for your well-being while you're serving. All right. Thank you for that share, though. Darren, welcome to the stage, bro.
Morning, family. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, which this is definitely one of them. Grateful for good health and strength, roof over my head, some food to eat. Looks like we might have some dry weather. Because yesterday we had some rain came through. We had more rain yesterday than we had might have had like in a couple of months. So, I mean, we got it yesterday. So I guess it's moving around, but we called it yesterday. But just thankful to be for some dry weather. I get out and do some things. So for this week, we were talking about the priority of believers' confession. So, you know, long say, you know, we should forgive others as, you know, he forgave us. But in order to do that, we have to confess. I mean, even though he knows what we did, but still, well, you know, we have to confess it, because just like with anything else, and then you have a problem or a situation, is the first thing to you know, solve whatever that problem or situation is. But you have to admit that you're going through these things. And in that respect, the scripture is Isaiah. I'm moving around too much. Isaiah 59, verse 1 through 4, which reads, give me 1 second. I had this all together. Okay. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies and your tongue had muttered perverseness. So none called for justice, nor any pleaded for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Like I said, because, you know, we all, you know, fall short. We have to, you know, just, you know, get back on the right track. But again, like, you have to, in order to solve a problem, you have to admit that you have one. So when you confess your sins, that's like, okay, even like, he doesn't, you know, like, I know me sometimes, I know I get a little worked up. So, but he's like, when you do things, he's like, I don't think he, and I used to, it's just going to sound crazy, but I'm like, I know that like, he got my little boy. He writing everything I do because I know I've been through it. So he's like, he's checking me out with Darren. He's getting close to that thin line. So you got to slow down. But like, I know it sounds crazy, but I like used to think like that. But like, he doesn't remember what we did, but you know, he forgives us. But he does like, okay, I'm gonna hold that again. No, he's not a God. He would do that. So just confess, you know, whatever's happening, and he's gonna forgive you anyway. So I think on that note, happy birthday to all the people in April, because one of my brothers in actually Texas, his birthday is today, so I'm gonna give him a shout out early. Happy birthday for all the people who celebrating birthday. You know, we got graduation, we get ready to come up in a couple of weeks. I know where I work at Morgan Houses in about 3 weeks, so it's that time of year again. So we're going to have some stuff to celebrate. And on that note, I'm about to get moving. Like I said, since we got some dry weather for a change, so I'll be here by you, my mic. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thank you for that share. Awesome. And we've got.
And I will put the like I usually don't put the description stuff in the chat in case people want to get to it. People on the replay.
Awesome. Thank you for that. All right, we got Stevie on the stage. How you doing, sis?
Hello. Great morning, everyone. I hope that everyone.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, Taras. How you doing? I am excited to be here and start my day with the incredible people of God. That's incredible. I know you all were talking about gratitude, so I wanted to share that I learned a while ago that gratitude is the seed for more. And so within that, when we look at what gratitude is and when we look about being in a grateful heart and a grateful space, then that's when we're allowed to welcome more into our space. We're allowed to look at the trials and the tribulations that we may be facing in life. Like for me, my father passed away last year, my grandmother this year. So in less than a year, God decided to call two of my strong pillars home. And so for me, you know, I have to be grateful in that, grateful for the life that they've lived, grateful for the seeds that they've sown in me throughout the years, and grateful for the rest they get to have now. So as we look at even the greatness inside of where God is uplifting us from, then we know that He is our source. He is our place of rest, refuge and rest. And so even, you know, now I am working in a nonprofit organization that wasn't part of my story last year. And I love the work I do. They're allowing me to take a lot of my parts of my business and place that inside of their organization as well, so that I could get paid to do what I do, not only on my business, but in my career as well. And part of my story is I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. So for that, God is just bringing it all full circle for me. And so thank you to each and every one of you in this space, not only for listening to me, but also for sharing your story, your testimony, and the great people you are. I'll yield my mic there. Thank you.
Yeah, and condolences, Stevie. You know, I was extremely close to my grandmother, so I know. And so was Stacy with hers, you know, so, yeah, you will be definitely in my prayers. And I see we got Sister Gwen up on the stage. How you doing, sis?
Just saying good morning. God bless. I hope all is well. In 2 days, we'll be in another month. Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
God is good. God is good. God is great.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm going to check and see if there's any callers on the line who would like to chime in. Just hit *1. Tell us where you're calling from, what your name is, what you're grateful for, and what you'd like to share. All right, so it looks like our callers are content. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send an invite to those who are in the upper mezzanine. And this is just an invite. There's absolutely no pressure for you to pop up here. If you would like to come on up and share, you may not have been in the position earlier on. If you are now and you want to pop on up, you are welcome. If not, that is okay too. If you want to chime in on the chat, you can go ahead and do that as well. All right.
Hey, Daryl. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Everybody adjust.
Oh, good,
your mic.
Good. Yeah, I'm out of here. Well, at least you gave him a warning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the best Faith for North Cole in the universe, on the planet, and ever will be. With Lustrous, I heard earlier, Dr. Stacy N. C. Grant. Let's get it down. Let's go.
How you doing, bro?
Daryl, I'm so good, I'll marry myself. Y'all catch that one on the way home. But,
right.
You know, I'm just grateful out here. You know, this morning I came out, we got a local park here, and every Saturday morning, you know, I just come and clean up the park, and, you know, I'll never tell them about it. And last week, we had a couple of teenagers out here, and they said, Mister, can we help you? I said, sure. And the whole thing, Daryl, it was just about, if you see something need to get done, you don't have to ask for permission, just get it done.
Right.
And I was telling the group that we were meeting with, because I like to get people together outside of church, you know, because in church, you know, they act a certain way, if y'all know what I'm talking about. I said, look, ain't no faking and shaking with me. We're going to get together, we're going to have fun, and we're going to build our community. Because that's how you build people strong, is when you see them and you spend time with them. That's why we have to spend time with people. And they had such a good time. They was calling me this morning. They was like, Booker, when's the next one? When's the next one? I said, that's going to be the last one. But, you know, the whole point is just getting people together and getting them on the mission. And just, you know, as Christians, we got to spend time together. I mean, like I tell them, it's bigger than me. This is bigger than a religion, man. This is about people. And we going this morning, we'll be out there at 1 o'clock. It is kind of windy out here, but y'all come out there anyway, because we got a lot of food to give away. We got Bibles. We got great stories. And we're going to see people like them. And we're going to meet with them. But yeah, Darryl, you know, I was on the line, man. Earlier, I was on another call, so I had to, you know, just do that. But a lot of times, you got to get stuff out there. And don't know, I mean, don't get me wrong now. I'm going to get the money, Daryl, but a lot of times you have to give stuff for free, man, just to get the word out. But definitely appreciate everybody on the call. You know, things are moving good in the business. I can't complain, man. I can't complain. But I definitely want to give out condolences to everybody that's suffering on the line, that's going through oppression, depression, and all kind of problems. And don't ever, ever be ashamed when you need to get help. I'll just tell you, everybody, if you don't know my story, you're about to hear it. I was at my grandfather's funeral, and my wife passed away, and I didn't know what to do. I went up to the VA. I said, look, I need some help, and I got some help. And, I, you know, don't be afraid of it. But, yeah, I just had to share that with, you know, I'm trying to help somebody this morning, you know. So y'all come out at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a good time. And, you know, this is Faithpreneur. Have faith as your entrepreneur. And the money will come. All right, God, you know, let me get off this line, man. I got to get to work, Daryl. And one thing about it, one guy was telling, you know, he was a preacher. He said, Booker, why are you always doing everything? Why are you doing so much? I said, because a moving target is hard to hit. Back to you, Daryl.
All right, Booker.
Everybody, let's get it.
I tuned in right back on time to hear Booker.
Well, there we go. There we go. Y'all watch out now. We're about to get started.
Well, I hear the background noise, so you're clearly out and about making it happen. And I'm about to walk in. I just finished the virtual information, and now I'm getting ready to go into the live event. But great to hear your voice. Congratulations again. I'll hear the praise report as to how things are moving forward, but continue being that example. As I was talking earlier, I just heard you say you were on when Jesus had me going down a whole situation. I was like, what's all this conversation now, Lord? I'm trying to, you know, keep it brief, but he didn't have me keep it brief. So I'm glad that you were able to participate and the line was open. So you be safe, mute your phone so that you can concentrate on what you're doing moving about. But we love you, and I'm glad I got to hear your voice and everyone else that's in the room on the conference line. Good morning, and just be encouraged. I'm going to start winding down because I got to walk in and it's raining in situations, but I'll try to tune in silently for as long as I can. and I see Ladrine up here. So she's inspired me to say, I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it, and love you more. Bye, Booker.
All right, Dr. Stacy.
All right, we got Robin on the call. Robin, there you go.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing me up. I am grateful for mercy. Last night I was determined to use my dishwasher. I was tired of the dishes, but I did not have, I thought I had the proper, dishwashing stuff to use. And actually I found that I did have something to use, but I'm decided I really need to go natural, more, less chemicals, no Cascade. And so I decided I'm going to do a do-it-yourself dishwashing liquid for my dishwasher. And I overdid it. I used my dishwashing liquid, but I and I read online, okay, if you put in the middle of your dishwasher a bowl filled with some type of dishwashing liquid, it'll spray all over and wash the dishes. Well, I overdid it because I not only used that bowl, but I also filled every possible thing that was in my dishwasher with this very bubbly dishwashing liquid. And I woke up to find my kitchen floor halfway, and this is the key word, halfway covered with bubbles and water. And the I smiled about this, though, because God knew I needed to wash my kitchen floor anyway, and I've been saying that to myself, and he did it for me. He allowed it. And I'm grateful, though, that the water didn't reach the part of my dining room rug. It really stopped, like, just a few, about maybe 2 feet away from my rug.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't get to another part of my kitchen. So I'm grateful I was able to clean it up. I'm still I'm mopping up, and I'm still actually pulling out water from inside the dishwasher. And my dishes are really clean. I have to say that. That's the blessing too. So I'm grateful that it wasn't worse. That my floor is clean. I still have to keep pulling out the water inside, and I'm grateful it wasn't worse. So,
are there still suds inside the dishwasher?
No, thank goodness. It's primarily water.
Okay.
So, I'm getting the water out, and I'm trying to figure out what is clogged up. I guess it was maybe the bubbles clogged things up or something, but
yeah. Well, you know, if I may add this information, you could put a little bit of oil into that water to cut the suds so that it can drain properly.
Mm.
We've used that hack when we didn't have any dishwasher liquid, but we had dishwashing liquid, you know, and it, you know, because of the suds and the bubbles and all that, it can overwhelm. But if you put a little bit of oil to cut through the suds, then you can still get your dishes clean. It'll drain properly without sudsing all up in your dishwasher. I don't recommend that you use that because they're two different configurations. But when you need to cut through all of that so that it doesn't foam up as you are going through the cycle, you could do that to help it drain.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
Right.
Jason, if I could also just say, I really appreciated your share about your sons and your saying approach things with love.
Right.
That was a really good visual. Like before you even talk to people or before you make a judgment or assessment or whatever, let love rule. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Ladrina, how you doing, sis?
Good morning. Good morning and happy Saturday. I miss you all. This is the Dream Peterson from Fort Washington. And today, I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for who God is. I'm grateful for God's comfort. I'm grateful for God's orchestration. He just continues to amaze me with his exceeding abundantly beyond all that I can think or imagine. He just does so much. And as Booker and Phoebe was talking about grief, yet I found myself again in that place. So I am going to be jumping off the line in just a moment at 10:30. One of my childhood friends, I've known her since the third grade. Her name is Yolanda Sims, so I please ask that you lift her and her family up in prayer as she is celebrated. Her life is celebrated in just a few moments. And here's the thing. So, like, I can remember vividly the third grade of how she was just such a sweet soul, right? Just so genuine and just an all-around caring person. And as we grew up, Facebook pulled us back together. I went to junior high school with her, but not high school. Facebook pulled us back together. And when I tell you, she has been so supportive of every book, everything that I have done. She has done so. And she was one of the people that I gifted the We All Heal workbook, the journal. And she was the one person that actually took the time out to go on Amazon and post a response. So through different things, we stayed connected. And so it just so happened, I've shared with many, that for the month of April, I've been engaged in doing this 100-mile walk for cancer. And so I surpassed my 100 mark, but still steadily I'm going and doing so. And unfortunately, Yolanda is past transition through cancer. And I watched her bout. So along with my sister, my friends, and everybody else that I was walking for, in the midst of my walk, I added her to my list. But here is the thing that I want to say in terms of God's orchestration and how he will make things come full circle. Through going through therapy, I realized that it was the third grade where I was really first traumatized by death. And I didn't realize it. I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't put my finger on it coming up through life. But through therapy, my therapist helped me to talk through it and realize and go back to the pain. Yet Yolanda was in my third grade class. We both had witnessed a classmate dying during recess. He was overweight. You know, as a kid, you don't even think about that. But during recess, playing basketball, transition. Back then, there was no counselors who come in. So I buried that thing, and then I moved away for a minute and moved back. So I forgot all about it until I was going through therapy. So that's one of the circles. But here is the thing that blessed me so greatly. You see, Yolanda transitioned on Good Friday. So when I got the message and I saw it, very heartbreaking. Even through God's comfort, you can deal with death. And if we're all honest, it's very painful. One of the most painful things that you'll go through. But God's comfort, like, supersedes that.
because here's what he reminded me of, and I was able to post to her close family and friends to offer some level of comfort in the midst of pain. I wrote, like, just knowing who Yolanda is, look out how the orchestration is, right? She transitioned on Good Friday. Her first heavenly birthday was on Easter. So when we talk about resurrection, then no, we don't compare it to Jesus, but we know and we honor those days as holy days. So I lifted it up and everyone started commenting in terms of how it blessed them in a way. So God will give you insight and discernment in a blessed way so that you can help bless other people as well. So it is when we are obedient, and I was in a room earlier talking about obedience. It's when you're obedient, everything works out. I didn't come up to the stage early on because I was like, I have to jet out. And I don't like coming in, going in, and getting the little pieces of it and then jetting out. But look at God's timing. It worked out so perfectly. As of now, I have 9 full minutes, and I'm already set up waiting for everything to start. But when we think in our own time how we're trying to figure stuff out, but God has already worked it out. So I'm grateful for this God, for who God is. And now you're my mic. Oh, Dr. Stacy, I hope that you are engaged and you can't hear so I can get the last word. I love you all more. Now watch me come back and have something to say. You're my mic. Y'all have a blessed day.
Love you, sis.
Too much.
Right. Wow. All right, so I'm going to check with the caller on the line. LaDree says, love you. We got to get on the phone and talk. Callers on the line. Let's see if there's anybody there. Just let us know where you're calling from. Hit star one. And what you're grateful for, what you'd like to share. If not, we're going to move to the prayer and the close. I see that we've got Linda Faith who just popped in here. Linda Faith, I am sending you an invite. Oh, I see that we've got actually a few other people who came through. I'm going to send an invite. This is not a press. This is just an invite. If you all would like to pop up on the stage to share, then mic is yours. Okay, so we've got Chandra, Linda Faith. Go ahead, sis.
Good morning to my soror, Madam Dr. Stacy Grant this morning. It is good to be back in this space with you all in the Faith Perdua Club. I just wanted to encourage the room on this morning and simply say, to God be the glory. You are blessed and highly favored. Don't allow your current circumstance to count you out of your future. God has a purpose and a plan for you. Each and every one of us have a talent that God placed on the inside of us. God wants us to walk in our authentic purpose in this earth realm. So be a blessing to the person to your left. Be a blessing to the person on your right. Be a blessing to that person that is behind you in the driveway. You know, when you're going to get your favorite food or your favorite beverage from Starbucks, be a blessing to somebody today. Even if it's just a kind word goes a long way. God bless each and every one of you here in the Faithpreneur Club. Just know that faith makes all things possible. God bless you all.
Amen. Great word, sis. Great word. We've got Sister Regina, Chef Regina of Regina Spagan Academy. How you doing, sis? Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I am doing well. This is Sister Regina Seattle from the Boogie Down Bronx, and I just happen to be in Bahimi, Bahamas right now. Well, I'm in port. I'm on a ship. And really, I just want to say how awesome it is when you are obedient and you just trust in our Heavenly Father to make things work. And it don't matter what the circumstances look like. If you trust in Him, He's responsible for the outcome. And so when we don't take it back and when we don't worry about what things look like, He can make 1 + 1 look like 1,000. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really in a thankful space. You know, I'm not cooking, but I'm looking at all of this food and getting some ideas to bring back.
Nice.
So it's just really beautiful, and I'm just really grateful and humble, and just really, yeah, I think my favorite thing is grateful and humble to be able to have my time with the Lord away from everything I'm familiar with and just really trying to be with Him today. So I'm very appreciative for that.
Nice.
Oh, but I will say this, though. Breakfast was good, y'all.
What'd you have?
I had...
In vivid detail, please.
I had French toast caramelized with pecans and scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese and chicken sausage, which was yummy and delicious. Mm. And then I topped it off with a fresh pressed juice because, you know, we got to keep our healthy on. So I had a nice, you know, a little beet, pineapple, and ginger, and some kale juice, and it was just so good. So I am just feeling like I'm living my whole entire best life. Y'all, if you ever been through something, when you get to do something you didn't realize you was going to be able to do, it is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, you get to encourage other people and be like, don't stress it. Because your blessing will come. Just be faithful and stay in your word.
There you go.
Y'all take care and have a beautiful, beautiful, awesome day.
That's awesome. Thank you for that share. I hope you're taking a bunch of pictures. That's my statement. Not to put you to work, but you know. We have an amazing road now. We are gearing up for this year's events. We've got Faithpreneur Weekend coming up. For those of you who don't know about that, you know, it happens every year. This is year number 6. My goodness. Wow. I don't know if Dr. Stacy is still in earshot. But yeah, this is year number 6. First one was 2018, and here it is now. We are all these years later, and it's going stronger every year. And it is where faithpreneurs come together. Whether you are an entrepreneur of faith, whether you are inside of a small business, you work for a corporation, but you want to know how to stand in your faith inside of the marketplace, this not only gives you the tools and the tips, the techniques, the training to do that, but the focus is on revenue, resources, and relationships. How do you build those so that they are working for you to steward what it is that God has given you in order to reach a world who needs His light? So every year we do this. Every year it's phenomenal. Every year it gets gooder and gooder. So I just want you all to make sure that you've got it on your calendar, that you are blocking that date out. And I believe, what is it? I think it's the August 16th. Somebody, if you can check your calendar, let me see. I'm going to check it real quick so I can give you the accurate information. The calendar, I'm doing it. I'm checking my phone real quick.
Jason, I think it's the 15th through the 19th.
There you go. That's right. Yes. Okay. I just checked it. Y'all are quicker than I am. Okay. Yes. So August 16th through the 19th. And it's just going to be phenomenal. It's phenomenal every single year. There are always some amazing takeaways and always some miracles that happen, things that take place even when you don't realize that they are there for you. The information is absolutely phenomenal. The connections are off the chain. And ultimately, you come away from it what you are open to take away from it. So it's kind of like you got to prepare your heart and your mind so that you are seeing all of the opportunities that God has unfolded in the midst of that place. There's been some amazing business deals that have taken place, amazing connections that have taken place, amazing initiatives that have been launched right there at the Faithpreneur Weekend. So I just want to encourage you all to put that on your calendar, August 16th through the 19th. You probably want to say, you know, maybe the 14th or 15th, just to kind of get everything ramped up. And then to the 20th, so you have enough of that space to, you know, do the hangout stuff afterwards and make those connections, solidify those connections, you know, crush those deals. And also look at what it is that you want to accomplish in the midst of your career, the midst of your business, the midst of your purpose. What does that look like for you? And then what types of tooling, what types of strategy, what types of infrastructure will you need in order to accomplish that? What kind of a team will you need? If you have all of that in your mind from now, by the time that Faithpreneur comes up, your radar will be up for all of the things that you need in order to move forward, and then move forward in strength, empowered to properly steward what God has given you. So I just want to encourage you on that front. Make sure that you are always looking at, you know, how it is that you can serve in the midst of what you're doing. Sometimes we don't realize that our ministry, it's not a pulpit, you know, it's not a bema necessarily. For some it is. But for others, it is wherever it is that God has gifted you, that is where you shine that light, because for whatever reason, your voice, your presence can impact that environment. So just kind of be about that business. Understand that wherever you find yourself, it's where God has you in order to deliver his light. Okay, so on that note, I am going to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to close out for today. Father God, we just come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and we thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you and praise you for the initiatives, the directives, for the practical application of your word in our everyday world. Father, equip us to and encourage us to shine your light and to be ambassadors for you, so that we are representing you wherever we go and not ourselves. Father, let your anointing be upon us. Let it exude from us, that yoke-breaking anointing, so that as we speak, as we move, as we interact, freedom, bondage is broken, you know, captives are set free, light is shined, people come out of darkness, people see how to reach you. Father, allow what we do to represent you so well that people see you in everything that is about us. Let us diminish that you may increase. And Father, where the enemy is attacking, we thank you and praise you for your word. You said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father, we thank you and praise you for the puzzle pieces of our life that you have so eloquently put together, because you said that all things work together for good for those who love you and for the called according to your purpose. So every area that we find ourselves in and going through, we know that it's working together for our good. Give us insight, give us wisdom, give us an ear to hear you, and give us the hands to move on what it is that you've directed us to do. You said for us to be doers, not hearers only of your word. So, Father, let your word live in and through us. Let your peace, your shalom, move through us, Father. Let every step that we take be territory that we take for the kingdom. And Father, let us represent. Let us put down all of our other stuff. I don't care what it is. If it doesn't align with you, Father, strengthen us to put it down and to pick up your mantle, to pick up your cross and walk with that. Let us die daily to ourselves in order to live in you and through you. Father, we glorify and magnify you for all of the open doors, all of the divine appointments, all of the insights that you give us, the witty inventions. Father, we thank you and praise you for the timely word, the word of life, the word of knowledge. We thank you and praise you for what you have prophesied to us and through us. We thank you and praise you, Father, for your perfect timing and your season for all things in you. And encourage us for those who are running through depression, Father. We just bind that demon now in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for the victory and the deliverance over that. for those who are going through sickness and pain. Father, we bind that in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we release your promises into each and every one of the lives who are on here live and on the replay, Father, that the promises that you have given, that we will all see the manifestation of those in your season. We just glorify you, Father, for the time together, that we are not forsaking the assembling, that we are connected, and Father, that we strengthen each other and we sharpen each other, because you said iron sharpens iron. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth in all that we do. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So next week, it seemed like last week was just yesterday, but next week, we look forward to hearing you and seeing you in the VIP prayer call in the Faithpreneur house. I guess it's the house now. And bear with us as we are navigating this new arena that they have on Clubhouse, because it is new for all of us, okay? And I call myself kind of knowing a little something about this space, and, you know, it's got me a little on edge trying to figure it out. So, you know, for those of you who have made it in here, God bless you. Keep on coming back. And if you have found the links and all that, I have shared it out. I did figure out how to do that. I have shared it out to folks, and I'm not sure if you're able to click that same link, but if not, maybe go to the top where it says Faithpreneur Club and click on that, and then see if it takes you to the space where you can kind of set this schedule up for your calendar so that you can get an alert. Still learning how that works. I think next week I should have some more information to be able to help navigate you through that if you need that navigation. If not, if you know how to navigate it and you can help instruct others, please, by all means, reach out, because folks have reached out to me. And so I'm doing my best to accommodate that information, but I'm still learning it myself. All right. So on that note, thank you all for your time here. The room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. And Regina, all the best on your trip. 1.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.